أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وليحكم أهل الإنجيل بما أنزل الله فيه. In the previous ayat, discussion was of the Bani Israel, that section of the Bani Israel who followed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they were advised not to change the Torah which they had done, either meaning or the words. And they were told to follow the commands of Allah as Allah had revealed. And the particular context in which this was with regard to the capital crimes and the capital punishments which Allah had ordained already in those kitabs. Now here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala addresses the other section of Bani Israel who were the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salam also came to Bani Israel and he followed the same kitab of the Torah, and the teachings were in the Injil also, the Bible, which is called the New Testament or the Bible. So he now, Allah Ta'ala addresses the Christians that don't make the same mistake as what the Jews had done. They changed the Torah, the meanings of the Torah, and also the words. Now you people as the Christians who have come later, Allah has blessed you with a great kitab, the Injil, which is the Bible. And now you follow that exactly as Allah Ta'ala has said, and don't bring any changes in there. So Allah says, or chahiye ke hukam kare injil wale muafiq uske jo ke utara Allah ne. Wal yahkum ahlul injil bima anzal Allah fi. The people of the Injil, the Bible, should make decisions according to that which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had revealed. And they should follow those commandments of Allah. In here is an advice indirectly to the people of the Injil that what Allah Ta'ala had revealed in there was one of the clear descriptions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Gospel of Barnabas, which is still preserved in some archives, it has clearly got that the final Nabi will come whose name will be Ahmad. The name Ahmad is clearly written there, and in any case, the Bible has got even today clear words of the qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was also one great command which Allah Ta'ala had given in the Injil, that they should tell their followers that when this Nabi will come and he will be the final Nabi and all his qualities, etc., then you should follow him. And in here is an indication for the followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is for us, that as the Jews changed the Torah, the Christians changed the Injil, and they also brought their own things in there. You people don't try and change the Quran Sharif. And in any case, those kitabs, Allah Ta'ala did not take the responsibility of looking after them, protecting them, but the Quran Sharif, Allah Himself has taken the responsibility. And really, it is not the Hafiz of the Quran who looks after the words of the Quran, but it is the Quran Sharif and Allah who looks after the Hafiz, because Allah has given him this great honor. And also the very word Hafiz, right, actually the real Hafiz is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah allows this title to be used because that person now, child, whoever he is, he has now memorized the Quran Sharif. So Allah gives him the permission to use the name of Allah Ta'ala, which is a very great honor. And we should go out of our way to preserve the Quran Sharif, the words of the Quran Sharif, the meanings of the Quran Sharif, and to practice on the Quran Sharif also. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding and this tawfiq. And tawfiq is only from Allah, and we beg Allah Ta'ala for this tawfiq. And let the people of the world see the light, as in the Torah, Allah explains, it is a kitab of nur and light. Like that, the Quran Sharif is more also, and clearly ayats of the Quran refer to the Quran Sharif as a kitab that puts light into the lives of a person. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.